New U.S. sanctions against North Korea have shaken the already tenuous relations between the two countries. This week, the Bush administration announced bans on the licensing and trading of high-tech equipment with North Korea. The step has been taken in response to North Korea selling Scud missile components to Yemen in the 1990s. The announcement precedes State Department Undersecretary John Bolton's scheduled trip to South Korea next week. Stephen Bosworth was ambassador to South Korea during the Clinton administration. He joins us on the line from Boston, where he heads the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Ambassador Bosworth, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Is there anything to ban? Is this mostly symbolic?
Well, there is nothing to ban. We haven't traded with North Korea in any of those commodities ever. Mm-hmm. So it is largely symbolic. I think the interesting thing is, what does it say about the status of U.S. policy toward North Korea?
Well, what do you think it says?
I think it says that there is a deep division within this administration over how we should be dealing with the North. My sense is that it's not simply a coincidence that this occurs just a couple of weeks after Secretary Powell met with the North Korean foreign minister. And there seemed to be, at that point, the prospect that the long-interrupted negotiating dialogue between the U.S. and the North would resume. This, of course, represents, I think, something of a setback, but who knows? I mean, in dealing with North Korea, it's always wise to expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Could it at the same time put some velocity into any kind of negotiations with North Korea in the sense that they understand that there's a quid pro quo?
Well, I am a great believer in the need to have force as a potential component of effective diplomacy. And so I would agree that you can't deal with North Korea simply through capitulation. On the other hand, I think having interrupted our dialogue with them for the past 18 months, we should probably have convinced them that we're serious. So I'm not sure it will add velocity. I think the problem here is that some in this administration seem to prefer never to deal with the current regime in North Korea.
I don't want to put myself in the position of trying to encapsulate what administration policy is, but what would be wrong objectively with just waiting until the end of Kim Jong-il's regime?
Well, objectively, that would be, I think, a big mistake, because there is no reason to believe that they will go gently into that dark night. And they have still, although they are a very weakened country, a weakened regime, they have the capacity to impose tremendous damage on South Korea and indeed on the American forces there. They would lose, but I don't think that we have an interest in pushing them to that kind of confrontation. I think that in many respects, the current dispute over American policy, obviously going on within the American administration, is one between the pragmatists on the one hand and what I would describe as the moral absolutists on the other, who do not want to deal with what is obviously a bad regime. But I think that we should not deny the possibility of using diplomacy. And I think that in the case of North Korea in particular, our reluctance to use diplomacy can create some very substantial dangers, not only for ourselves, but more importantly, for our allies in South Korea.
Mr. Bosworth, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Stephen Bosworth, who was ambassador to South Korea during the Clinton administration, he now heads the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University in Boston.